Now the dispute over the accounts of blogger and Army private Scott Thomas Beauchamp, the so-called Baghdad diarist. When the New Republic magazine published several of his pieces about troubling experiences and atrocities in Baghdad, it caused an outcry. Conservatives say the young soldier made things up, and the U.S. Army has concluded that his stories are untrue. That is one of the nation's oldest political journals defending the veracity of its articles. NPR's David Folkenflik is following the stories with us now. David, first, what did Private Beauchamp write that was so incendiary?
Well, he wrote three times between February and July of this year in the New Republic, and he wrote this very personalized, almost diaries of encounters. He had a mass grave that he and some other soldiers encountered. It turned out to have the skeletons of children's bodies, and an instance in which at least one soldier sort of played with remnants of a skull. There was one in which a kid's tongue had been cut out by insurgents, he wrote, because the kid had had sort of the temerity to speak to him and other U.S. soldiers. There was a case in which a man's body, a dead body, lay in the street being devoured by dogs, and they saw, you know, bullet casings of Glocks, he wrote, which could only have come from Iraqi police officers. And there's another instance where he and another soldier were mocking this woman whose face was terribly disfigured as if burned somehow, and just sort of treating her terribly in the mess hall. And he sort of questioned whether he had become incredibly cruel during his time as a soldier.
Now, this caused an outcry, raised a lot of questions. Where did those red flags come from?
Well, the conservative blogosphere hopped on this, but particularly Michael Goldfarb, the online editor of the Weekly Standard, in mid-July started raising questions. I spoke with him a bit earlier today. He said it didn't really pass the smell test to him. Each of these anecdotes and instances were a bit too perfect, a bit too showing both the cruelty and depravity of American soldiers, and also a question of undermining in some ways whether America really should be there at all in Iraq. The New Republic's editors, Franklin Foer and others, have attempted to verify what he had written. They tried to talk to people both to see if things were possible and if things were true. They say that they've corroborated largely the anecdotes, with the exception of the event in the mess hall where the woman was mocked. That apparently occurred in a mess hall in Kuwait and not one in Iraq. The U.S. Army, by the way, conducted its own investigation as a result of these questions, and it found that it could not corroborate these events and ultimately has stated that it concluded they were not true.
So the Army says the stories are untrue, but the New Republic stands behind the stories and the diarist. So who's right here?
Well, it's really hard to tell. I mean, the Weekly Standard is now reporting, based on an unnamed source, that Private Beauchamp has recanted each of the articles that he wrote, the veracity of them. The New Republic just as adamantly says that's not the case. He said clearly that he's not recanted this. It's very difficult to know. You know, if you look just at the U.S. Army's report, journalists are a little more wary of simply relying on first things back. If you think of the death of Pat Tillman and the first accounts from there, or the Marine Corps' initial accounts of the killings in Haditha, later events proved them not to be quite right. So the truth here isn't known. I will say it's also become a sort of surrogate fight over the occupation itself. William Christel, the editor of the Weekly Standard, wrote, "Having turned against a war that some of them supported, the left is now turning against the troops they claim still to support." And he's arguing that this was essentially a fabrication trying to do just that.
Seems like there's a lot at stake for the New Republic. They've dealt with fabrications before.
It's a huge issue for the New Republic. They took many years to recover from Ruth Shalit, but more consequentially, Stephen Glass's serial fabrications, dozens of articles they had to take back. And as a leading journal of opinion for many decades that's been eroded a bit by the web anyway, they have to show that they can be trusted for people to read them at all.
Thank you, David.
You bet.
That was NPR's David Folkenflik speaking to us from New York.